Hi, this is Adam Shihab, Chef Adam, known for Chef Adam on Instagram. My Instagram handle, ADAM@CHIHAB, Adam Shihab. First of all, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. It's a challenging time for the world, for me, for you. But we're going to get through this and we're going to come back stronger. I wanted to start this podcast because some of you have been asking me so many questions, and I thought, this is the best way I could answer you when I am free. Okay? So today, the topic's going to be how to make French macarons and how to get the best result out of macarons and what are the best filling in the macarons and so on. Okay? So first, in order to make a great macaron, you need a recipe, a very good recipe. Second, you need to have a proper utensil, equipments, and other stuff, ingredients. Let's start with the most important one, recipe, a very good recipe. Second, you need to have digital or sugar thermometer, and third, you need to have electric cooker. I will explain to you why you need to have an electric cooker and a pot that have a bottom heavy base pot. Why you want to have a bottom heavy based pot? Because if you use a pot with the sugar and the water and with the gas fire, and it start burning from the side. But if you use a water, sugar, it just directly hit at the bottom, so the sugar start bubbling and it cooks better. What we call when you making sugar, we call the softball stage. It's approximately about 114 to 118 Celsius. When you stick the thermometer in the sugar, when you reach this level, the when sugar ready, you can pour into a meringue. Of course, later on in the recipe, I'll explain to you step by step on this. Okay. First, you need to have a kitchen aid machine. You need to have a mixing bowl, and you need to have a silicone mat, piping bag, piping tip, a very strong plastic scraper. First, you need to do sift almond powder and sugar. So half and half, 50-50. In the recipe says 50-50, like 250 grams of icing sugar, 250 grams of almond powder. Both sieve separately and then pass it through the sieve one more time, and then you add egg white. You have two egg whites. One egg white will go to meringue, Italian meringue. I always use Italian meringue. I do not like French meringues to make macarons or Swiss meringue. You add the, of course, you make a meringue. And then before you make a meringue, you need to make a icing sugar and almond powder. Then you add the egg white and you make a paste. You make a paste, almost look like a marzipan, very smooth paste. And then once you make a meringue, once sugar boiling, sugar and the water boiling, add the food coloring as well. And then at the same time, you start making the meringue halfway through whipped, then you get the sugar reach into 115 to 118. I always do 114 to 15, because when the moment you take the sugar still cooks, starts cooking. So you take the sugar and then start pouring into the meringue and slow down the speed and then pour one time and then speed up immediately. A lot of chefs will tell you, okay, you know what, slowly add, then all the meringue, all the sugar going to stick on the side of the machine, which is not good. You're not going to get a proper result. I guarantee you that. But if you follow my recipe and my method, you're going to get all the time perfect result. So now you add the meringue, you add the sugar into the egg white meringues and start whipping. And keep it whipping for around 4 to 5 minutes. Then touch at the bottom of the machine bowls. Once the meringues cool it down, then you can take a meringue, take a half of the meringue, add into the almond paste, better, and smoothen up. Then add the remaining meringue, mix it all together, and then mix it really well. Put into piping bag, pipe them into the shape of the macaron round, and then tap the tray, so make it very even, all even and smooth. And this is a very important stage where you rest the macaron for at least 1 hour, 30 minutes to 1 hour on a flat bench surface. I do usually, I leave it under the AC, because the AC is it's dry out really fast. Once it's dry out, if you have a fan rotating oven, I suggested you to heat up the oven around 130. Okay, 130 Celsius. And once oven get heat, then you put your macaron in that one, bakes about 14 minutes, 14 to 16 minutes. It depends on the how you adjust temperature. Once macarons are baked and leave the tray untouched until macaron cool it down, then when you take seal part out, the shell should come out easily. In the next episode, I will explain to you further how to filling and all other details, okay? Thank you for listening. If you need a recipe, you can get back to me as soon as possible. Have a wonderful evening, and thanks for tuning in.